This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Y.E. Deylang Pariyat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with ASEAN countries. He stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN Summit in Vientiane, Lao PDR, the Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. He said that when many parts of the world are witnessing conflict and tension, the friendship, cooperation, dialogue and partnership between India and ASEAN are very important. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. On the occasion, the Prime Minister announced a 10-point plan to further boost relations between India and ASEAN countries. The next year will be celebrated as the ASEAN-India Year of Tourism, for which India will make available $5 million towards joint activities. The ASEAN-India Women Scientist Conclave under the ASEAN-India Science and Technology Development Fund will also be organized. On the first day of his visit, Modi will hold bilateral meetings with member countries and participating nations. He is also scheduled to attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane during his visit. The Union Government has released a tax devolution of 1,78,173 crore rupees to various state governments, including one advance installment of 89,086 crore rupees, in addition to regular installments due in October 2024. This advance release is in view of the upcoming festive season and to enable states to accelerate capital spending and also finance their development welfare-related expenditures. State-wise breakup of the release to the northeastern states are Assam, 5,573 crore rupees, Arunachal Pradesh, 3,131 crore rupees, Meghalaya, 1,367 crore rupees, Manipur, 1,276 crore rupees, Mizoram, 891 crore rupees, Nagaland, 1,014 crore rupees, Sikkim, 691 crore rupees, and Tripura, 1,261 crore rupees. Union Minister for Defence Rajnath Singh will arrive in Sikkim today on his two-day official visit to attend the Army Commanders Conference in state capital Gangtok. The two-day conference aims at addressing critical strategic matters, discuss defence preparedness and enhance operational readiness in a rapidly evolving security environment. This gathering of high-ranking military officials underscores the Indian Army's commitment to adapt upon contemporary challenges while reinforcing its operational capabilities. During the visit, the Defence Minister will also inaugurate the Prerna Sthal, a memorial dedicated to the 22 soldiers who tragically lost their lives in the Glacial Lake outburst flood on October 3rd to 4th, 2023. Located at Burdang, Sikkim, this memorial stands as a testament to their bravery and sacrifice in the line of duty and will serve as an inspiration for future generations. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw flagged off the Sahibganj Howrah Intercity Express via video conferencing yesterday. This new train service will connect Sahibganj to Howrah, covering a distance of 350 kilometers in just 7 hours at an affordable fare of 125 rupees. Vaishnaw also informed that the weekly Anand Vihar Agartala Tejas Rajdhani Express now has a stoppage at Sahibganj station in Jharkhand. The Sahibganj Howrah Intercity Express train will operate daily and will have stoppages at Sakrigali, Tinpahar, Barharwa, Pakur, Rampurhat, Bolpur Shantiniketan, Bardhaman and Bandel. The introduction of this train service will not only simplify travel but also enhance business opportunities and employment in the region. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh yesterday inaugurated a training centre and 3-night shelters for building and other construction workers. The inaugural function was organized by the Manipur Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board under the Department of Skills, Labour, Employment and Entrepreneurship at ITI, Takialpat, Imphal. During the function, the Chief Minister stated that since the formation of the BJP government in the state, the government has been extending unwavering support to the working class of the society. He informed that around 10 crore rupees has been sanctioned for the construction of skill development centre for the youth in Takial area. Minister for Skill, Labour, Employment and Entrepreneurship, Hekam Dingo Singh, maintained that the government has been taking up various welfare measures to ease the hardships faced by the people due to the current crisis and sought support from the public in the government's initiative to restore peace and normalcy in the state. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.